Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ramona Sorensen over in Needaway. Good morning to you, Ramona.
Good morning. Beautiful day.
It is. We hope we just keep having some sunshine in among the storm clouds and so on. Things are popping up. And before we get to community garage sales, I just want to check in with you. You're a major gardener. How's your garden doing?
Well, it's starting to pop up, but like you say, it's a strange year, but then every year is a strange year.
Yes.
But it's always... things are coming along.
Yes, as well as the weeds.
Yes, yeah. And that, bless them, they come right along with it.
Right. And, you know, I told somebody the other day, some days I'm thankful for weeds because when I'm out taking care of those weeds, I forget about everything else. It's one of those kind of, I don't know, meditation, stress relaxers, and so, because I don't think about anything else except those weeds when
that's
I get
true.
To
them. That's true, and sometimes you get to talking to those weeds and you just take care of everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yes, things are just looking pretty good considering it's been an extra wet year. But as you say, every year is different. We always say, oh, this year is different. Well, yep. That's true. Every year is different.
And then in the fall, we say, oh, next year is going to be better. And so here we are.
Here we are, yes. So, Ramona, it's time to get out there and do some traveling from house to house, from place to place, because it's Anita Community Garage Sales time coming up. When's the schedule?
It's Friday the 31st from 3 to 7. And then Saturday, June 1st, from 7 a.m. until sell out or you're wore out or whatever.
Whichever comes first.
Right.
Okay. So lots of homes, businesses. Who all is involved in this community garage sale?
We always have a lot of individual homes. And then we have two churches so far that have submitted their registration forms and several businesses, and so it'll be an interesting day.
Things on Main Street, are there some things located on right on Main Street that you know of?
Well, there'll be a few things, yes, mm-hmm. But mostly it'll be out in the community, and of course, the maps, they can always pick up maps at Casey's, and we've added the library this year, and so if you haven't done your registration form to be on the map, you'll want to do that to help people as they're coming into Anita to find exactly where you're at.
When's you've got to have a deadline there for getting on the map because you've got to get this printed. So when's that deadline?
Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
And who do people register with?
They can pick up the registration forms at Linda's Rusty Razor or Vicky's Cut and Curl or the City Hall or the library. And then they leave it off at City Hall, and then Thursday morning I'll go pick up what's there.
Okay. So remember, if you want to be on the map, and that's very helpful for people coming into town to decide where, kind of how they're going to map it out. Anyhow, that's what I kind of like to do. I like to look at all the places and think, okay, where am I going to go first? What's my next stop? And so on to make the best use of time.
And we do have one that's out of town, out on 148 North. And so if they don't pick up their map, they, you know, might miss some of those places.
You bet. And it's a, you know, in a way, Ramona, it's a good way for people to get better acquainted with Anita. If you don't live there, by the time you go around to the various places, you've gotten a little bit better idea of the layout of Anita.
Yes, you certainly do. And, of course, we always want to gussy it up, you know, with balloons or something that's going to attract attention as people are driving, looking for these addresses. And sometimes the addresses are hard to see. And if you're not on the map, then you want to be sure to really put a lot out so that they'll know that, hey, something is really going on here.
Here's a place to stop. And I'm thinking, too, you know, you could spend the whole day, and I'm thinking maybe over the sometime, take a break and go out to the park.
Yes, yes. We drove out last night through the park, and it's lovely.
And lots, you know, a good time just to rest, listen to the birds, whatever, look at the lake, and take a little relaxation before you get back to shopping. That's what it's all about, is trying to find those bargains.
Yes, because, you know, what's my junk is another man's treasure, and
I'm glad you mentioned junk. You know, that's sort of the new decorating theme is turning junk into something that you use in your home or in your yard.
Both inside and out, you're right. And, you know, sometimes you just get tired of it. It's just fine, and you lay it aside and go look for something else. And so that'll be a new treasure for someone else that's coming by.
You can have your own garage sale then. After you've collected so many things, used them, enjoyed them, pass them on.
That's right. Have a garage sale so you can go out and get some more.
Yes. And I think for some people it is, it's not only the shopping experience, the looking at things, but it is a real creative challenge to see something in a different light. And some people do that very well, and others of us have to have a little help of looking at something, saying, oh, this is what this could be.
Yes. Yes, some people have that talent, and especially if it's sat around for a little while, maybe there's a little dust or rust or something on it, and just shining it up or spray painting it or makes it a whole new treasure.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to those decorative kind of items, there's also many useful items that you could go to the store and buy, perhaps, but you might find something that you've been looking for that, you know, you find it a real bargain. And, of course, we're always looking for the bargains.
Yes. I know that at the Methodist Church there's always a lot of small kitchen appliances, you know, bread makers and pressure cookers and just all kind of things like that that, like you say, you can just buy it for a little bit of nothing. You go to the store, it's wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this might be good for somebody who's setting up a new place to live, or perhaps what they have is worn out. It's a good opportunity to kind of take a look at what you have and what you need. And, of course, we usually probably buy a few things we don't need just because we like them. At least I do.
Well, that's true. We got to stock up for next year's garage sale.
Yes. Are there, now, you mentioned some things at Methodist Church. Do you have any idea, Ramona, of any other things you'd like to spotlight in terms of items that will be for sale?
Well, of course, there's always some antiques, you know, little novelty ceramic things, that type of thing. And the Congo Church always has a lovely selection. And so it's just a fun time, and each individual household always has their treasures out, and so if they haven't done their maps, their registration forms, they want to be sure to do that, because Shelley Schaff is the one that has the computer fingers, and so she will be doing that Thursday evening, and then we'll get the maps out Friday.
Good point. As we were talking about things, and we'll mention that registration form again here in a little bit, I just saw the Antique Roadshow, and this lady bought a crazy quilt for $3. And guess what? It's worth maybe $3,000 or $4,000.
Isn't that amazing?
So it is. You know, if you want to get serious about this, you might want to do a little studying on the value of some kinds of things, and maybe you'll have a real find. Of course, you have to find the buyer that's willing to pay that amount of money. You know, it's one thing to say it's worth that, but until you have somebody who's willing to pay the money, it maybe isn't. But it's always interesting to take a look at what might have value and what might not have value.
It's always nice to be able to use that as a talking point when you're having company about, boy, look what I got for $3.
Exactly.
Guess how much it's worth.
Yes, such fun. So we're talking about the Anita Community Garage Sales going on all over town, plus some out of town. And I might mention it going on at the same time as the White Pole Road kind of garage sale. So that's on the same weekend. But if you want to be, if you're in Anita or right in that community and you want to be one of those garage sale people on the map, you need to get your registration form. Again, where can those be picked up?
At Vicky's Cut and Curl and Linda Fireball's Rusty Razor, the library, the city hall, and then they would drop it off at any of those places. I will go around and...
Okay.
And pick them up, be sure that we get those all on the map.
And then if we are a shopper, we on Friday starting at 3 o'clock or
around
on...
Around 3. You know, a lot of people always jump the gun.
Yes.
But,
and then on Saturday starting at 7, where can we pick up the map so we can know where to go?
we pick up the maps at Casey's and at the library.
All right. So thank you very much, Ramona Sorensen, for getting us up to date for this new adventure in Anita.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's the thought. People were created to be loved. When you're shopping, remember that things were created to be used.